Occasionally, we love to check in with therapist and relationship coach Jamie Bronstein in Los Angeles. Or are you home? Because you're from this area, aren't you, Jamie?
Correct. I am in LA, but yes, I am from Chicago.
And we're just talking about, I won't bore you with all the details, but having a healthy crush, is it healthy or are infatuations unhealthy?
Well, there's a big difference between a healthy crush and an unhealthy infatuation. Let's talk a minute about the wonderful things that having a crush and being in love can do for you, which are, it can help you not be depressed. It can reduce your blood pressure. It can reduce diabetes. It can help you sleep. And the best part about having a crush and feeling those love feelings is that it raises your oxytocin levels, which helps you feel bonded. It raises your norepinephrine levels, which that's that feeling when you lose track of time, and your dopamine gets raised, which is that feeling of euphoria. So there are all of these wonderful aspects to those love feelings. It could also help you have more compassion. It helps your brain. It helps you have better memory, greater creativity. So all of these things are wonderful when it's healthy. When you have a healthy crush, that means you actually know about the person. Maybe you're spending time with the person. It could be a mutual crush. It's not something that's creepy or from afar, which is an unhealthy infatuation.
Everybody in the studio is looking at me now, but that has to do with Kelsey Ballerini. Never mind that. What exactly happens to the brain when we're in love, Jamie?
Yeah, so when we're in love, like I was saying, it's amazing. It is literally biologically, it is good for our bodies. We end up living longer when we are feeling so much love. And of course, there are those situations where if you're in love and sometimes things just, you know, biologically go wrong. But however, I would say that all the studies that I've seen have shown that when you are in love, and when you are feeling those feelings of love versus loneliness, which is the opposite, which we can get to, you have the potential to live a longer life. You have the potential to thrive and live a happier life because of all these raised hormones and lack of depression, lack of high blood pressure, diabetes, better sleep. So it literally is good for your body, your mind, body, soul.
You know, when people fall head over heels in love, sometimes people say, and one might refer to himself or herself as being out of my mind with love, but you actually are out of your mind with love, aren't you?
You are. So there are good things and bad things about it. The good things are, yes, it feels amazing. But the bad things are, you need to just be aware and try to be as grounded as possible, because you will feel invincible. You will feel like you have superpowers. You'll feel like you don't need to sleep. And that's because your serotonin goes down and that regulates your appetite. And it just, you might forget to eat. You might forget to sleep. So you feel a little superhuman. So it is important. Enjoy the feelings, but during that time as well, to try to be present, stay where we are, don't get ahead of ourselves, and to know that you do need to sleep and you do need to eat.
And so the challenge now, once you've been with your partner for many, many years, is to try to get some of those feelings back. But it sounds like it's chemically impossible, is it?
Oh, to get those crush feelings back?
Yeah.
No, it's not impossible at all. You know, you guys, doesn't matter how long you've been together, by doing new things together, you create, like doing novel things together, you can literally create those raised neurotransmitters, those raised beautiful hormones that make us feel so amazing, like the oxytocin, which I said is responsible for feeling bonding. You do a bonding activity, your oxytocin goes off the charts, which makes you want to be more connected. And you know what that leads to?
You know, these are the health stories I like. Instead of talking about how a lack of sleep leads to all these diseases, I like this positive news that we get from Jamie Bronstein. Jamie, thanks as always. Appreciate the good therapy here in the morning.
Oh, my God. I'm so happy. And also, happy birthday to my dad today.
Oh, he's here in the Chicago area?
He's in Arizona.
In Arizona, okay. Well,
from Chicago, Cubs fan.
Well, and we have a lot of listeners out there on the app and online. Happy birthday, Dad. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.